Talking Port Huron News and Sports, it's Paul Miller on WPHM.
All right, we are in Algonac. This weekend is the Pickerel Tournament and Festival. The Lions Club puts this on every year, and we're very happy to be down here right in the middle of where everything's going to be going on all weekend long. It's going to be a hot weekend, so prepare, drink plenty of water, sunscreen, all that stuff you need to remember in really hot weather. When you think about Algonac, at least when I think about Algonac, I think about what it looks like down here with the marshy area, all the ducks, and it's a great place for people that love to hunt ducks, to fish. Joining us right now from the DNR technician, John Darling. John, good morning. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Good morning, Paul. Good to see you.
Yeah, you too. So tell us a little bit about what you do. What does a technician do down here in southern St. Clair County?
So I work for the Wildlife Division of the DNR, so we're responsible for habitat and the animals themselves, so we're not involved with law enforcement. My position, I'm the area manager over at Harsons Island Managed Waterfall Area, part of the St. Clair Flats. So wildlife technician, generally speaking, we're about half groundwork, half office work, so depending on where you're at in the state, we might be doing surveys for deer or elk, or down here we do a lot of work on waterfowl, so we're just wrapping up goose banding here in the last couple weeks or so. So we're involved with rounding up geese and that sort of thing. And then in the meantime, I'm managing the budget for my office and making plans for us to plant corn. So it's a little bit of everything.
So you get to go out and have fun, then you get to do office work as well.
Yep, I joke with my seasonal employees that Friday is the day I lock myself in the office and catch up on everything we didn't do this week. So
I got to ask you, I'm always interested in people that have jobs that are unusual, and you've got an unusual job. How'd you get into this line of work?
So generally speaking, I grew up outside with my dad. He'd been taking me hunting since I was five. I think I was 5 years old the first time he took me up to sit with him Thanksgiving weekend during deer season. So I was outside a lot. I grew up here in Algonac, and there's so many opportunities to get out and do things that it's really easy to get kind of fall in love with it. And then when I was in high school, I met one of my best friends who grew up duck hunting. I never duck hunted, and I realized, wow, these are the coolest. They're one of the only things that can fly, and their body is a boat. What more do you want, And so I went to Michigan State University with the intention of working with waterfowl. I really liked ducks and geese. Then I learned about the managed waterfowl areas and thought, shoot, this would be a great thing to do, and kind of gained some experience. And a few years later, ended up landing just about a perfect job. So,
and this really is one of the most unique places in the state, I think, for waterfowl, isn't it?
Oh, certainly. So Lake St. Clair in the western Lake Erie Basin, historically, we're right close to Chesapeake Bay on the Atlantic Ocean in terms of, like, historical waterfowl hunting, waterfowl migration. There's techniques people use around the country that were developed right here. And you can see a lot with our public support that everybody knows somebody who duck hunts. Mm-hmm. So everybody is aware of the waterfowl out here. And the cool thing about Lake St. Clair is we're right at the confluence of the Atlantic and the Mississippi flyways. So we get ducks that are coming from all the way over in Saskatchewan, and we get ducks that are coming from the Atlantic Ocean. They all kind of end up hooking up here. So it's a super unique area for waterfowl.
What are the challenges that you have in managing all that?
Generally speaking, our biggest challenge is something 78% of Lake St. Clair has been lost. Lake St. Clair wetlands have been lost to human development. So what I usually tell people is anywhere you see a seawall, at one time there was wetland there, duck habitat. So what we try to do is we're trying to pack as much habitat onto a small area, what we have left. So St. Clair Flats, we've got around 15,000 acres or 20,000 acres that's state-owned, it's public land. St. John's Marsh is about 3,000 acres. Our managed waterfowl area on Harsons Island is 3,300 acres. So on that 3,300 acres, we're trying to pack as many calories, as much prime habitat as we can for these ducks that always have come through here. They got to have a place where they can, rest up in the fall, get some calories, and then keep moving south. And then in the reverse, when they're coming back up in the spring, we want to have a place where they can rest without boats running through them and the stuff. Everybody's excited to get out in the spring, and that's when the ducks are trying to come back too. So we're trying to maximize what we have on a small area.
So you really have to follow the migration patterns of these birds, don't you?
Oh, certainly. When we're during the fall, I do a count in our refuge every week to see what birds are coming through and how many are coming through. And then in the spring, we don't do as rigorous of weekly counts on the area, but we do aerial flights all across the state each year around the same time frame, middle, end of April, where we're counting how many breeding pairs of waterfowl are in wetlands. So we'll fly in a fixed-wing airplane from one side of the state to the other, and I think they fly a total of 18 transects all the way from south to north, all the way across the state. So we keep a pretty good tally on what's going on, and especially these managed waterfowl areas, we get a real good look at what's happening.
Let's talk a little bit about St. John's Marsh. That is such a well-known area for waterfowl. What's new there?
So what's really nice right now, we've got water levels, our lake levels are way up. You know, we're starting to approach the high in 86. So right now there's a lot more opportunities than there were, say, 10 years ago. So generally speaking, St. John's Marsh really got impacted by the invasion of Phragmites. We lost a lot of the openings, kind of the stuff waterfowl like, and the places for people to go when Phragmites came. And not only did it fill those holes, but it helps hold more silt, so the bottom's a little muckier and changed a lot of things. So what we're trying to do over there right now, we've got a couple areas that we have water control over where we try to do the same, you know, high-quality habitat in a small area. Right now we're working on a project with Ducks Unlimited and St. Clair Flats Waterfowlers to expand that opportunity. We're working through the permit process with DEQ with the help of Ducks Unlimited. My biologist, Terry McFadden, is the one really pushing that. And we're hoping to build a system that'll, you know, provide not only a lot better habitat for wildlife, but it's going to provide some really cool recreational opportunities for people as far as not only just hunting and trapping, but also kayaking, bird watching. It'll open up a large part of the marsh that traditionally hasn't been really available to the average person.
Oh, that'll be really cool.
Yeah.
Especially with the way that kayaking has exploded, I think, in the last few years. It seems like everybody has a kayak or has access to one, and what a great place to be able to see some really unique things.
Yeah, it's the paddle sports are really interesting. So I go in and talk to the schools sometimes, and last year I talked to some of our high school seniors here at Algonac. And when I was going to Algonac, you know, 50% of able-bodied males anyway would have said, yeah, I duck hunt. And when I asked kids, hardly any of them duck hunt or deer hunt even or raised their hand. But almost everyone raised their hand and said, yeah, I have a kayak, I have a canoe, I have a paddle board. So it's really interesting just in, you know, the 10 or 11 years since I was there that's really shifted more towards, you know, just paddle sport, fun recreation. And you can see that with a lot of, you know, think about how many kayaks you see on top of trucks now. So it's very cool. And this is a beautiful place to do it.
Well, it is. And I think there's a lot of people that, although they may not hunt waterfowl, they certainly enjoy photographing them, seeing them, appreciating them. And so, you know, it's worth preserving that area, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. And there are a lot of kind of cool tools now for people that are just going out bird watching. You know, the eBird application is really popular. It's a really easy way to track what you've seen and actually put it into a database that's used for citizen science. So not only is it cool to track your numbers, but for instance, we were recently involved with trying to ban bluebills here this spring, scaup, here in Michigan for the first time in decades. And the way some of our places did that is they went into eBird and they looked for ponds where people said they had seen scaup in the past. You know, so instead of us having to go out and try and take a guess at where they're at, it gave them a list of 10 places. Hey, let's go check these. You know, we know that people have seen them there before. So,
what a great use of technology.
Yeah, I love that. It's incredible how quickly things advance. Yeah,
that's really cool. It must be interesting. How long you've been in this role?
I've been in this position full-time for about 7 years now.
Okay, so even in that 7 years, you've seen technology change and grow, and you've seen how it certainly can help what you do.
Oh, certainly. You know, we joke about cell phones. Everybody jokes about cell phones and kids these days, but the truth is that just in 7 years, I've watched people go from everybody having a hard copy of the rules and regulations with them to now everybody has their license and their regulations right on their phone everywhere they go. So just that's a small change, but it sure makes life convenient as long as you have cell service.
No, yeah, exactly. That's the key. John, thanks for coming by this morning. Appreciate it very much.
Hey, you're welcome, Paul.